Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Triple H to walk through AEW's Forbidden Door? Really? Even more news on the issues with Shane McMahon at the Royal Rumble. Kurt Angle reveals recent scrap WWE return plans and a whole bunch of your questions. Hello, welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. I hope you're having a good Sunday, whatever you're doing, whatever you've done, whatever you plan to do. I hope it is all as good as can be. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that good stuff. But we've got some good wrestling news for you here. Some juicy stuff, some speculative stuff. I will add that in there. That can hopefully keep your Sunday ticking along. If you're wondering why I'm at a slightly weird angle or a different angle to normal, I have a massive dickhead of a cat that's right there that's just thought, nah, it's all right, I'm going to sleep in the usual spot. So you get me from a weird skewed angle, which hopefully editor Ryan can do something decent with. But yes, Triple H to AEW, would this be a thing, or is this merely a juicy headline to get you to click on this video? Who knows? But this was a thread. It is purely speculative. And it's Sunday. It's a quiet news day, so we like to speculate on Sundays. Solo speculating Sunday news doesn't really have a ring to it whatsoever. But this is a Reddit thread that was started by a user called King Badford, who presents some evidence. Basically, Tony Khan has said that on Dynamite this week, there is going to be, as he put it, a top wrestler will walk through the Forbidden Door this Wednesday and debut in AEW. More info to come. Thank you to everyone who joined us for a great Rampage tonight. See you Wednesday on TBS. Now, Tony Khan followed this up with the Forbidden Door could be open for anyone from any wrestling promotion in the world, whether or not it's a company AEW is on good terms with. Even if it's someone from a company that's open for business, they're also welcome to slam the door in the face of the prior company. So the logic here from Reddit is that basically Tony Khan doesn't normally, he's not referenced Forbidden Door in terms of a free agent before. Forbidden Door has been a term used for maybe someone from New Japan Pro Wrestling coming in, maybe somebody from Impact Wrestling coming in, or vice versa, maybe someone from AEW going to Impact. So this seemingly is the first time that Forbidden Door has been used for a talent who is also classed as a free agent. And also the fact that this, it's Reddit conspiracy theory goodness, and I'm all here for it because, like I said, it's a Sunday. And also because Tony Khan, this other evidence that's provided is because Tony Khan cannot stop tweeting about this, which is people are thinking that because he's tweeting so much, surely it's going to be a huge, huge, huge deal. But the thing is on that, Tony Khan tweets a lot anyway. The dude is, he's very much a guy who promotes his product, whether it's on a Wednesday, whether it's on a Friday, whether it's on a pay-per-view weekend, whether it's in the week. He's very good at shouting very loudly about what is to come on his programming. And in the age of social media, that's something that is pivotal to any success of a fledgling company. I mean, AEW, what, we're 3 years down the line now. But when a company's getting started up, it's important to put yourself out there on social media. And Tony Khan is excellent at that. So the theory that because Tony's talking about it a lot, tweeting about it a lot, means it's going to be something like Triple H coming in, I don't know. Another point of reference is that Cody Rhodes has got, that basically this guy on Reddit is lined up that Cody Rhodes, Triple H is going to come in to feud with Cody Rhodes because Cody Rhodes essentially is working a Triple H-like gimmick, which, I mean, this is the first time that, it will not be the last time that comparison's been made between Cody Rhodes and The Game. I am The Game, and it's all about The Game and how you play it, la 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 la. But yeah, to me, all of this, it is just fun speculation for a Sunday. Triple H is not going to AEW. AEW for a slew of reasons. Maybe he does in the future, who knows? But right now, he's contracted as a executive with WWE. He's taking time away from wrestling to deal with the fallout of his surgery he had for a cardiac event, as it was described last year. So I don't think he's in any rush to return to wrestling on TV. When I say wrestling, I mean pro wrestling, not wrestling as in like getting in the ring, at least not the boots. I don't think he's in any rush to return to wrestling television anytime soon. And if it was going to be that, I don't think it would be AEW as well. So yeah, it's a fun one for your Sunday, but it's a slow Sunday. So, you know, let's have a bit of fun. If you think Triple H is going to go to AEW, let me know in the comments. If you think Triple H and Cody is destined to happen, they're going to fight over the shovel, brother, then let me know. Throw it in the comments. If you think this is all load of toss, throw it in the comments. But speaking of a load of toss, shame, man. See, last week, I've yet to do a news video covering this. Will Bourne, God love him, he is on the brink of a breakdown because of Shane McMahon having to talk about this every week with new nuggets of information coming out. But yeah, there's another update on the Shane McMahon story, and this update comes from Fightful Select and Sean Ross Sapp over there, those guys at Fightful who are pretty much always bang on the money. And this latest update says that, of course, there is this heap of Shane McMahon from how he acted at the Royal Rumble, how he put the men's Royal Rumble match. Large parts of it were designed for him to shine. He was the lead writer of it, the producer of it. And so much did he annoy people that eventually he got quietly let go, I think was the term doing the rounds in the week, from WWE. Now, you know, it's... you done messed up a lot if you've been let go from your dad's company. You must have been being a total ass. And on the total ass front, this update from Fightful Select, there's a lot of ass in there this morning. The update from Fightful Select says that Shane wanted to go in on a spot that would highlight him, with one even mentioning, one of their sources even mentioning that he pitched to go in at number one. So we could have got Shane O'Mac, here comes the money, starting the Royal Rumble at number one, a spot that has been so prestigious over the years, a spot that has, we've had winners from number one over the years. Shawn Michaels, of course, Shawn Michaels being the first one to do that, much to my chagrin, because boo to Shawn Michaels, always boo to Shawn Michaels. So Shane could have been at number one. He wanted to go at number one. Why didn't he go in at number one? Because Vince McMahon himself went, nah, mate, come on. Chill out a bit. And it wasn't just Vince who was unhappy with that idea, but Brock Lesnar as well. Some of the ideas that Shane were pitching annoyed Brock Lesnar. Now, if there's two people you don't want to annoy in that company, one is the guy who runs it day to day. As much as we can talk about possible sales, about Nick Khan, about Vince maybe stepping away, and maybe it's time to step away, Vince runs that day to day. So you've annoyed him. And the other person you don't want to annoy is the former UFC heavyweight champion who could snap you like a twig and could snap anybody on that roster like a twig if he just thought he's having a bad day. Brock and Vince were two of the people who weren't happy with Shane's plans. And that's part of the reason why those plans didn't happen. But it's like, this story just like fascinates me. I know we've talked about it a lot, and hopefully this is the last extra nugget to come out on this. But it just fascinates me, the fact of, you see what he did in the Rumble, and it's like, what more did you want to do? It's like, you no-sold the super kick from Kevin Owens. You eliminated Kevin Owens, a former world champion, a former Universal champion. You outstruck Matt Riddle, legit Matt Riddle, legit MMA, former UFC fighter Matt Riddle. Oh, sorry, just Riddle. He's no longer Matt. The Matt doesn't count, but Riddle. Either way, you outstruck this former UFC fighter, and it's like, and you're only eliminated by Brock Lesnar. So all these talks of like poor old Shane wanted to do more and he wasn't allowed to. What more did you want, dude? Did you want to eliminate Brock? Did you want to be the Iron Man that goes from one to the final four, the final three? Or one person who wasn't in the Rumble but nearly appeared at the Rumble somehow was Kurt Angle. Now, there was speculation in the week that Kurt may be getting set for another WWE return. And Angle himself took to the Kurt Angle podcast, funnily enough, his own podcast show recently, and confirmed that, yeah, he was at the Royal Rumble. There were plans for him to do a short program that ended up being cancelled at the last second because WWE. Now, he doesn't say what these plans were or who involved. And I mean, you have to presume it wouldn't have been in a wrestling capacity. I mean, Kurt Angle, one of the greatest to ever do it. I would love prime Kurt Angle, not even prime Kurt Angle. I'd love to see Kurt Angle in a wrestling ring, but it's just, the last few years, man, it was getting rough to watch. And it's one of those where it's like, okay, cool. I'd like to see you wrestle every day of your life for the rest of your life, but it's like, maybe it is time to hang it up, sort of thing. And yeah, Kurt Angle said that there was plans for a return. It was going to be a 3-week program. So I guess that would maybe run through till Elimination Chamber. That's if it was to start at the Rumble, which presumably it would be because him and his wife were at the Rumble. But those plans changed last minute, as, like I said, that is kind of commonplace with WWE, where plans change, pal. And so we will never know. Well, we may know at some point down the line, but right now we do not know what those plans were. But you have to imagine it would have been maybe some sort of authority role, or maybe he was a special referee for something. Maybe, I don't know, if there was going to be a Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley rematch, he'd have Kurt Angle as a ref. I don't know, just spitballing on a Sunday, brother. But yeah, Kurt Angle was going to return for something. Didn't happen because WWE scrapped plans. Now, because it is a slow Sunday today, it's that kind of lull where it's like pay-per-view was last weekend. So now it goes quiet for a bit, or we just have more Shane McMahon madness coming out. So because of that, there's a load of questions that you sent in this morning, and I'm going to try and whiz through all of these. I'm actually going to purposely try and get through these quickly, because I have a habit of just rambling away. So apologies for that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, right, Mark Solid. Morning, Andrew. Morning, Mark. Who is one wrestler who you haven't interviewed yet that you really want to, both alive and passed away? And what's one question you'd ask them? Also, Apollo loves playing in the snow. Apollo, again, Mark, every Sunday sending the doggo picture, I am forever happy. Apollo looks very cozy there. I do love me some snow. I'm hoping we get it here in North Wales in Wrexham. But I don't know. At the moment, it's just grim, grey, wet rain. Yeah, that's a question. No, who's one wrestler who I haven't interviewed yet that I'd like to, alive or dead? Dead would be Rowdy Roddy Piper, man. And it so nearly happened. There was a window at one point where there was an option to possibly speak to him for a place that I used to work for a movie that he was doing. And unfortunately, RP passed away, the Rowdy one passed away, and so that'd be what, 2015? So yeah, Piper's the one, kind of like the one that got away. It was always Bret Hart as well, was my one, but I finally got to I interviewed him over the phone a couple of years ago, but I finally got to do it in person on a stage at Comic-Con at the end of last year, November. So Bret Hart was one that was like, that's a big one for me. As for alive, Hook. Send Hook. I don't know what I'd ask him, because I don't know what product he uses in his hair. Maybe that's the one we go with. Or how hard is his dad? We could have like a, my dad's harder than your dad. My dad isn't. God bless him. He's a farmer, or he used to be a farmer. Anyway, Dave Marker. Morning, mate. Morning, Dave. Hope you're doing well. A three-part, if I may be so bold. Who do you see taking the TNT title from Sammy Guevara? What do you think of his run so far with it, and how much longer would you keep it on him? Happy Sunday from wet and windy Bedfordshire. Sammy Guevara, as for how the run's gone so far, I think it's a little bit too early to judge because of the whole interim. It feels a bit, I don't know, a bit convoluted, really. I like the idea of an interim champion when it was first announced, because then when you hear that news, you think automatically, like, right, that means Cody's going to be out for a while. But when Cody was missing for like, what, a week? So it kind of just like poo-poos all over the interim thing. It's like kind of pointless that. So I think it all got a bit too convoluted. So I think it's a little bit hard to judge right now in terms of how much longer I keep it on him. I think you have to keep it on him for a while at this point, again, because of all the shenanigans. As for who I think will take it back from him, God, probably Cody. No, I think... I don't know. I could see Adam Cole going into that spot. I think Cole is probably... I think he's getting geared up for that Britt Baker push of last year, was it? When coming off the back of the Lights Out match with Thunder Rosa, where Britt lost, but what did she really lose? It's a bit like the old thing with Jericho and Michaels when it was the unsanctioned match. And like, yeah, okay, Sean won, but what did he really win? And then Jericho went and won the world title later that night with no tooth. What was it? He was missing a tooth, wasn't it? So I think maybe Adam Cole gets, he kind of follows in Britt's footsteps, the MD from last year, where, okay, he lost against Orange Cassidy. He didn't really lose because it was unsigned. It was a nothing match. It wasn't an official match. So then he carries on to maybe go for the world title with Hangman Page once old Murder Hulk Monster is out the way. And then I think Cole doesn't win that. And I think maybe he drops back down to the TNT title level. Maybe it's Adam Cole, baby, who takes the title from Sammy Guevara in, I don't know, I'd be cool with it being like 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the line, whatever. I think it's more about what you do with the title from here on out with Sammy to make it feel important as opposed to really who challenges for it. But I think Adam Cole or maybe Wardlow, when however things play out down the line with the War Dog, maybe it's him. Next question, Rob Atkinson. Morning. If Mox does join Danielson in the stable, which guys, young guys, do they take under their wing? Daniel Garcia has to be a shoo-in, right? Daniel Garcia has to be a shoo-in. He does. It's I love watching the dude. I love watching the dude wrestle because he wrestles. Wheeler Yuta, I thought, was a really fun one to suggest. Now Wheeler Yuta is a guy that came on my radar when ROH was doing their Pure tournament. So Jesus, man, beginning of the pandemic, I guess we're getting on for nearly 2 years. And it was, they did really good video packages highlighting all the competitors in this tournament, a little bit like what WWE did with the Cruiserweight Classic and also with the Mae Young Classic. Lee Moriarty, he was mentioned on TV. I think that'd be a good fit. Lee Johnson would be another good fit. Hook, but I mean, Hook ain't going to be leaving Team Taz anytime soon. Layla Hirsch, I think people have been talking for a while about her going to Team Taz. That'd be a good fit there, and it very much would, but she'd also be a very good fit in any sort of stable that involves Bryan Danielson. Anything that involves mat wrestling, suplexes, submissions, Layla Hirsch would be a great fit for that. And I think Danielson and her would be great together. And I'm going to go with just thinking off the cuff a little with the mentioning the ROH Pure Tournament. Fred Yehi was another guy who, obviously he's not in AEW, but he was another guy who caught my eye during that tournament. The Savage Waiter, I believe the nickname he gives himself, which is a very cool name. That's a guy that I think could come in and fit. I'm not sure what his contract status is. I know obviously the guys with ROH, their contracts are all... that they just don't exist anymore. They're all basically essentially ripped up. So yeah, I don't know. As a left field curveball, pretty high. Right, Christian's got in touch. Chances we get Damian versus Omos feud due to the Royal Rumble. I'd say there's a solid 8 out of 10 that happens. Poor Damian Priest, man. Poor Damian Priest. Grant Perkins, why doesn't the winner of the Royal Rumble become King of the Ring? Surely that would make more sense. That would make more sense, Grant, which is probably why it doesn't happen. also, don't give Grant Perkins a follow at that Grant Perkins, I believe it is, or the Grant Perkins. It's the Grant Perkins. Next question. Liam New, do you think SmackDown should get rid of the Universal Championship and replace it with the World Heavyweight Championship to make more of a difference between brands and add more prestige? No. To keep it brief, Liam. I think it's touching on what I was mentioning with the TNT title with Sammy Guevara. I think it's more a case of it's not so much what the belt looks like visually. It's about how it's the person's got it, the prestige that they bring to it and how it's held, how that person's booked. And I think with Roman Reigns, you've got the best booked person in the company. He's been the star of the company since he made his return and turned heel. So I think at the moment, the SmackDown title is in a very good place. the only other side of the fence is that, yeah, Roman's been super strong and looks great. But you look at the rest of the roster and it's like, oh, he's already beat that guy. He's already beat, like, so when you look at the potential challenges, it's like McIntyre's on the horizon at some point. But again, he's already beaten McIntyre. Goldberg, we know how that's going to go. At Brock at Mania. So yeah, I think it's more about the title itself. But I think the SmackDown title is in a really good place. Raw title, though, oof, I don't know, man. Right, Shriot. I apologize if I've pronounced that incorrectly. It's got in touch to ask, I feel the Kenny Omega arc since arriving in AEW till Hangman winning the title has been one of the most brilliant character developments in wrestling. Where does he go from here or after the inevitable Cole storyline? I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. I think it is the inevitable Adam Cole storyline of Adam Cole, baby, and Red Dragon versus Kenny Omega in the books. I think that's that's something they do. And then once that's in the rearview mirror, I mean, it depends who's the babyface, who's the heels in that situation as to how things play out after that. If, for example, Kenny is, and to be fair, I think you could do it even if Kenny was a babyface, but if Kenny comes out of that rivalry once that's done with the former Undisputed Era guys, then, and he's a heel, then he goes back after Hangman Page, I think. And I think you could still do that match, that story, where it's Kenny is the one looking for redemption now. He lost the big match. He lost his prize. He, of course, he lost the Impact title before that as well. He had to vacate the AAA world title as well, the Mega Universal, what a huge name it's got that I can't remember off the top of my head. It's a Sunday morning. But yeah, I think Kenny comes back, looks for redemption, goes after Hangman Page eventually. But yeah, before that, we will definitely, absolutely get Golden Red Dragon versus Kenny and the Bucks, and it'll be great. And Sidgwick will erupt with happiness. All things golf and wrestling. That's an interesting Twitter name. I cannot do anything for you when it comes to golf, but I can have a crack with the wrestling. Morning, pal. Morning. Always enjoy your work on the Sunday news. Ah, nice. Cheers. Thanks. Who do you think is the big surprise Tully Khan has announced Wednesday? Personally, I'm hoping Keith Lee. Could be Triple H, brother. No, I think Big Keith could be one option. Obviously, he is now officially his 90-day non-compete is up. Him and Mia Yim recently got married as well, so congratulations to those two. Yeah, it could be Big Keith. I think that's probably the logical one right now. Although Wyndham Rotunda, the former Bray Wyatt, has been teasing things on YouTube, so I don't know. I think with both those guys, actually, I think it's all, they're always going to be the big rumor until they eventually do arrive in AEW. So yeah, if this happens again in a month's time and it's like Tully Khan hyping a big new arrival and Keith Lee hasn't arrived by then, the big rumor will be Keith Lee. So it's just, we're going to go around in circles. Yeah, I don't think it'll be Johnny Gargano. I think with him, I don't think he's going to be doing anything until Candice gives birth, which I believe is they're due to have. I believe it's a son at some point this month. So yeah, I think Gargano's off the table just for now in terms of AEW or wherever. So yeah, I'd go with Keith Lee. I mean, if it was Ember Moon, Athena, I'd be cool with that. I think that'd be a good get for AEW. But yeah, I'm leaning towards Big Keith. And a final question, Edward Shiraz Hands, a name I always like. Can Ricky Starks win all the belts? Yes, he can, because he's absolute. The stroke daddy can do whatever he wants. Simple. My close personal friend, Ricky Starks, I should throw in as well, as I like to frame it anyway. But that has been it. This feels like it's gone really long after it was going to be really quiet. So apologies to Editor Ryan if he's had to cut a lot out of this. But thanks to you for coming and watching, for subscribing, hopefully. Be sure to subscribe if you don't already. Like, comment. And mainly, importantly, just have a good Sunday. Whatever you're going to do, whatever you've got planned for your Sunday, I hope it goes well for you. I've been Andrew Ballard. You can follow me at Culture Left Peg on Twitter if you want. You can follow us, of course, at What Culture WWE. Have a great rest of your day, and I will catch you next weekend.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.